year 2000, Tim Stevenson is appointed to the Legislative Council of British Columbia, becoming Canada's first openly gay cabinet minister. The Bundestag officially apologizes to gays and lesbians persecuted under the Nazi regime and for harm done to homosexual citizens up to 1969. Vermont becomes the first U.S. state to legalize civil unions. Israel recognizes same-sex relations for immigration purposes for a foreign partner of an Israeli resident. On September 14th, five police officers raid Pussy Palace, a women's bathhouse event in Toronto. No charges were laid against customers, although two organizers, Rachel Acheson and J.P. Hornick, were charged under the body house law, and police recorded the names of 10 women. Subsequent protest action characterized the event as essentially little more than a panty raid. A march on the offices of the Toronto Police Service's 52 Division on October 28th features protesters waving underwear in the air. September 7th, 2001, Pride Vision, the world's first LGBT-specific television channel, is launched by Headline Media Group. The state of Arizona repeals its sodomy law. May 10th, 2002, in Mark Hall versus Durham Catholic School Board, a judge orders the Durham Catholic District School Board to allow Mark Hall, an openly gay student, to bring a same-sex date to the high school prom. On December 12th, Goliath, a bathhouse in Calgary, Alberta, is raided by Calgary police. Charges move very slowly through the courts. The Crown ultimately drops all charges against customers of the bathhouse in December of 2004, but proceed with charges against the bathhouse owners. On June 12, 2003, the Ontario Court of Appeals rules in Halperin v. Canada that the common law definition of marriage as being between one man and one woman violates Section 15 of the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms. The decision immediately legalizes same-sex marriage in Ontario and sets a legal precedent. Over the next 2 years, similar court decisions legalized same-sex marriage in seven provinces and one territory before the Federal Civil Marriage Act was passed in 2005. November 15th. With same-sex marriage recognized by the courts, British Columbia Cabinet Minister Teb Niebling becomes Canada's first serving cabinet minister to legally marry his same-sex partner. That same year, the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down remaining state sodomy laws. August 13, 2004, police raid the warehouse Bass in Hamilton, Ontario. Massachusetts legalizes same-sex marriage while 11 other U.S. states ban the practice through public referendums. Domestic partnerships are legalized in New Jersey. June 26, 2005, on the 25th anniversary of Toronto's Pride Week, Bill Blair becomes the first chief of police in the city's history to participate in the parade. On July 19th, that same year, the Federal Civil Marriage Act legalizes same-sex marriage across Canada and is given royal assent. Same-sex marriage is legalized in Spain and Canada, together with adoption. André Boisclair is chosen leader of the Parti Québécois, becoming the first openly homosexual man elected as the leader of a major political party in North America. Maine adds sexual orientation and gender identity to existing anti-discrimination laws. 2006, Illinois outlaws sexual orientation discrimination. Washington adds sexual orientation to its existing anti-discrimination laws. Missouri legalizes homosexuals between consenting adults. On May 27th, the first homosexual pride march in Moscow ends with violence. Gay activists who attempted to lay flowers near the tomb of the unknown soldier outside the Kremlin wall and then assemble across from City Hall were heckled and assaulted by skinheads, Orthodox Christians, and radical nationalists. Police said they had arrested about 120 people, both supporters and opponents of the parade. Gay activists were dragged away by riot police when they began speaking to reporters, but opponents of the parade, including a nationalist member of parliament, were allowed to speak and chant, "Moscow is not Sodom." Several international activists and politicians traveled to Moscow in a show of support for Moscow's gays and lesbians. Volker Beck, a member of the German parliament from the Green Party, marched with the group and was struck in the face by skinheads outside City Hall. He was briefly detained after the incident. A Canadian journalist was also assaulted by opponents of the parade, who threw smoke bombs and eggs before the police moved in to disperse them. The city had banned the parade on the grounds that it was anathema to the values of most residents and therefore presented a threat of violence. A city court upheld the ban on Friday. Mayor Yuri Luzkov said in a radio interview, that a gay parade may be acceptable for some kind of progressive, in some sense, countries in the West, but it is absolutely unacceptable for Moscow, for Russia. He added, as long as I am mayor, we will not permit these parades to be conducted. Homosexuality was decriminalized in Russia in 1993, but the gay community in Moscow remains largely underground. That same year, the United States Senate fails to pass the Federal Marriage Amendment, and the International Conference on LGBT Human Rights is held in Montreal. It brought together 1,516 participants from around the globe. April 16, 2007, 103.9 Proud FM, Canada's first LGBT commercially operated radio station, is launched in Toronto. In Oregon, Colorado, Ohio, and Iowa, discrimination is banned based on sexual orientation or gender identity in the private sector. On August 9th, the Logo Cable Channel hosts the first presidential forum in the United States focusing specifically on LGBT issues. Six Democratic Party candidates participate in the event. GOP candidates were asked to attend but turned it down. On May 15, 2008, the California State Supreme Court ruled it was unconstitutional to deny same-sex couples equal marriage rights, thus making California the second state to legalize same-sex marriage. We've Come a Long Way, Baby was written and produced by Aaron Ashley with help from Wikipedia and the interweb machine. She urges you to remember, until the last lock breaks, none of us are free, so there's still a long way to go.